Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Come on and walk with me. While I'm on my pilgrim journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Come on and hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Come on and hold my hand. While I'm on my Jesus journey.
Ain't God good? Yeah. Let's give him a let us know that he's on our side. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. I'm so glad that he chose this house to let us know. You know, it leads right into what I'm about to say, because there's something about Jesus. When he sets the house, he sets the atmosphere. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. To my apostle, to elders, to the absence of our sister pastor, to deacons, deaconess, to family, to friends, to everyone in the household of God, I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. So thankful that you're here to hear the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your ever-loving love, your ever-loving love that you just show upon us, Father. You give it to us, Father, as we can receive it, Father. And I thank you for it, Father. Now I'm asking that you lessen me, Father. Allow the spirit that resides in me to come forth. Speak out of this word that I may not disrespect you, but respect you in all things. Make everyone attentive to hearing the word of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It's time to find a new way to live. I was like, Lord, you just set in the house. A time to find a new way to live. You know, we go through our processes of our daily doings, and we do the best that we know how to do. And sometimes our best just ain't good enough. Sometimes our best ain't good enough. But I'm going to tell you what his word said about that situation. If you turn with me to Matthew 6 and 25. I will be before you real simple and real easy to let you know that our God has the new way. He said, for this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat, what you will drink, nor for your body, as to what you will put on. This is not life more, is not life more than food, or the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the air, that they do not sow or reap, nor gather into barns. And yet, your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worthy much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about, it says, clothing? I want to say the weariness of life. Why are you worried about it? We find ourselves falling into our humanistic ways, because that's what we know. That's what we do. But I'm coming to find more and more that as I read the Word of God, I find that he has already set a preliminary for me to follow. For me to wake up and say, thank you, Lord. For me to say, Father, what shall we do today? How shall I dress today? What shall I eat today? And where shall I go today? It's time for a new way to live. I'm so glad that he has taken me from my worried state of being about the things that's going on in my life when I have seen him do miracles upon miracles upon miracles in this house and in my life that he has chosen to change. God chose to change my life because he knew before I was out of my mother's womb, that there was a reason that he needed me to be here.
Yes.
And I'm thankful for it today.
Yes.
Thankful for it today. I'm learning how to realize that this life of mine is not my own.
Right.
It belongs to the Lord.
Yes.
I'm learning that all the things that I might have learned as a young child, I have to put away. Because when I became this man, the new things in life are now to transpire for me to learn what's truly important in this life. See, for this life is only a passage for where I'm headed. We got to understand that it's not the time now to play games with our lives no more. We can't depend on people to run the things that God has already figured out. Come on now, it's time to allow God to be God in our lives. I'm tired of losing in this battle. When you get tired, the Lord will do what thus says the Lord. He is the gentleman of all gentlemen. But he was always on time. And he always has the answer. So I'm thankful for everything that I have went through. And everything that I'm going through. Because there's a reason. For me to get there. And it's mine. It's not yours. It's not yours. It's not yours.
Hallelujah.
Don't try to figure out mine because you ain't got the answer.
All right. Hallelujah.
I ain't bringing it to you because I know you don't have the solution.
Hallelujah.
I am bringing it to the Lord.
Yes.
If the Lord tell me to go and speak to you because you may have an answer, then I'm running to you by faith. But otherwise than that, it's time for this new way of life for us to live. Yours is going to be different from mine. But yours is going to be just as important as mine. Never down yourself and think that you are not worthy to be the true child of God. That you are because he made you for the reason that he wanted to. He did it. Ain't nobody in this room did nothing for nobody when it came to the creation of God. Nobody can do what the God that we serve does for us each and every day. Each and every day he does it. Whether we see it or whether we don't, he does it anyway. Seen and unseen, blessings and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I'm glad about it today. I'm glad about it, family. This new way is the only way we're going to find the true passage to where we're going. If we don't find it, then how will we realize where we're going? Search it in your heart. Ask him to reveal it to you. He said, knock, and the door shall be open.
Yes.
Seek, and you shall find.
Yes.
I'm so thankful that he is the only wisdom that has never been tampered with.
Yes.
There's a lot of wise people in life, but they are not the ones that has the total wisdom.
All right.
So I'm thankful today that we have a chance. Today is a chance, family.
Yes.
Tomorrow is not promised.
Yes.
But today, accept this new way of life. And you shall find why you are here and where you are going. We got to hold on to that, family.
That's right.
We got to hold on to it. They say that the preacher or the pastor or the person that's speaking is the first partaker of the words that come out of his mouth. Well, I'm so thankful today for the words that are coming out of my mouth, because I truly desire this new way of life. I've walked through some dangerous ways of life. I have seen some detrimental things in life. But life itself could not tear me down to where I couldn't find myself back to this new way of life. It was him who I held on to. He took me through it all. He brought me back and held me until I could hold myself. Today I love Kyle. There was a time I didn't love
him.
But I love Kyle today. You know I cried tears of joy. I love Kyle today. And the change is coming around. This new way of life is coming. Because I speak it into existence. And for your house, speak it so that you will have it also. No weapon. So why are we worried? We worry too much, family. We don't say it all the time. We don't even show it all the time. But in the back of your mind, let something go on. Oh my God, what am I going to do about this? Oh Lord, how am I going to take care of this? How am I going to take care of that? Lay down at night. Do we count on him like that? That we don't have to worry. We can be the fortress that he has made us to be for each other. We can have true love for each other, because we'll know our passage, we'll know our way we're supposed to live in life. So if we know the way of life, we'll be able to live the true life in unity. In unity. That's what he wants. He's coming back for the church without a spot.
That's
or a wrinkle. That's what he wants. He wants to know that you want him more than you want him. The brand new suit you got last week. He wants to know it. He wants to know it, y'all. I said I was coming soon. Because this is a simple word.
Yes, it is.
But it's a serious challenge.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's one that we have to take on each and every day. I speak to you this way because I don't want no one to die in vain.
Hallelujah.
Or to die lost.
That's right.
You're too good.
Amen.
You're good because God made you.
That's right.
And everything that He made is good.
It's good.
Right. Everything He made. Everything. And I want to see it like that in this new way of living.
Yes,
so if you're tired of this old way of life, I want you to come on. Run with me.
Come on.
So we can see what the end's going to be.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give God.
You thought I was